Sons and Lodgers by Jill Robinson. My friend David is holding his annual Pisces party for those of us lucky enough to be born under the fish sign. We guests must take something to eat, plus some other fishy item, and have been warned that we must be prepared to recount a story, sing a song, or tell a joke, all on the theme of fish. The problem is that, of course, we cannot take real fish as our foodstuff, since David's is a vegetarian household. After some time pondering what food to take, I decide upon a carrot cake with an icing fish decoration. My fishy item is a small drum of fish food flakes, but I have a few qualms as I hand it in to David, since I'm not quite sure what goes into those flakes. Is it politically correct vegetarian plankton or something meaty? In David's kitchen, there is a lovely fish-shaped jelly, set with agar agar, of course, not animal-derived gelatin, some fish-shaped biscuits, and a bowl of something spicy served in a fish-shaped dish. David takes our coats upstairs. His wife, being a Virgo, has been banished for the evening. The fish flakes are accepted and added to the collection of fishy items. So far, these include a soap dish, a picture, a book, The Complete Angler, and the fish jelly mould. I find the rest of my fellow Pisceans assembled around the fire in the living room, discussing the row of shrunken heads dangling from the mantelpiece. David's dissertation and subsequent book was about Yorkshire stone heads, so I'm not surprised to see these decorations, although they do appear rather grotesque, glinting in the firelight. One partygoer, Joan, recoils in horror. "Ugh! They're not real, are they?" "I hardly think that's likely in a vegetarian household," Pete sounds reassuring, but I cannot resist the opportunity to tease. "Well, actually, I think this one's the paperboy, and that's the dustman. And on this side, there's the milkman. And next to him, there's the postman. And see this one in the middle? That's a very rare specimen, the census enumerator. They only come round once every 10 years. He just needs the window cleaner to complete the collection." Joan's expression of horror gives way to a smile as she realises I am joking. Meanwhile, David is serving the food, all of which is delicious. After supper, we have to perform our party pieces. Someone tells a fishy tale, there are a number of fishy jokes, and some fishy songs. I do "Fish Gotta Swim and Birds Gotta Fly," while David gives us "They Swam and Swam Right Over the Dam," and Pete sings "Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy when the boat comes in." Joan has produced a fishy word search, which we settle down to after the excitement of the musical items. We Pisceans know how to enjoy ourselves. To learn more about life in Beringdon Brow, please go to the website beringdonbrow.co.uk.